This week's parsha, the famous pasuk, Midvar Sheker Tirchok, distance yourself from Sheker, from falsehood, from lying. So an interesting question can be raised as to whether the main part of this iser is, so to speak, a mitzvah ben adam la'makom or a mitzvah ben adam la'chaveiro. Is the main part of the iser the fact that a person is expressing something which is not true, that inherently is a problem? As the Sefer HaChinuch writes, the Gemara says, Chosamo sh'Akadosh Baruch Hu emes, that the signature of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is emes. So we're supposed to follow HaKadosh Baruch Hu's way. So a person says something which is not true, that's an inherent iser. It's ben adam lamakom, so to speak. Or perhaps, and maybe that's reflected by the Lashon HaPasuk, Midvar Sheker Tirchok, distance yourself from anything having to do with Sheker. Or maybe no, that the main part of the iser is the fact that you're misleading someone, and the fact that you're causing him harm by the fact that you're making him believe something which is not correct. A mitzvah ben adam lachaveiro. In fact, the context of this phrase, midvar sheker tirchok, is in the context of Beis Din, of court cases, and the continuation of the pasuk says, v'nokivit tzadik al ta'arog, don't kill someone who's innocent. So the pasuk itself places it in the context of the negative consequences that will result from a person's sheker. In fact, the Urayim writes that the iser is limited only to cases where a person misleads another person and thereby causes him some sort of harm. But there would not be a formal iser in the case where that was not true, and a person told an irrelevant lie that had no negative consequences for anybody. Nonetheless, certainly, whether it's midin, the actual pasuk of midvar sheker tirchok, or midin midos, certainly both factors are relevant, that there is an iser to mislead people and to thereby cause them any harm. And there's also either an iser, or certainly at the very least, an important midah to avoid saying things which are not true, even in the absence of negative consequences to other people. And a person should try to imitate HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who's Chosamo Shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu Emes. The Gemara says, based on several incidents in Tanakh, that it's mutter to change the truth in the case of to pursue peace. In the case of Shalom, famously, HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself, who's Chosamo Shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu Emes, nonetheless alters Sarah's response when he talks to Avraham. There's another famous story as well, which I think is instructive to understanding this halach a little bit. The Gemara says that Shmuel HaNavi was instructed by Hashem to go anoint David as the new king over Shaul, instead of to replace Shaul. And Shmuel says, Shaul's going to be very upset. So Hashem says, okay, take an animal and go bring it as a karbon when you go there. And whoever asks you, say, I'm just going to bring a karbon. So the Gemara comments, oh, you see, you're allowed to depart from the truth for the sake of peace. So we see two important things here. First of all, it's very fascinating that apparently it's called departing from the truth, and it's called midvar sheker tirchok, even if a person doesn't actually say anything which is technically untrue. If Shmuel was asked, where are you going? And he would say, I'm going to bring a karbon. That was true. He was going to bring a karbon. And nonetheless, if not for the fact that it was to promote peace, that would have been aser. It's aser to, and that's the ben adam lachaveiro element, it's aser to mislead someone, even if you're not saying anything which is technically false. A few days ago, there was a major news outlet that ran a headline, three Palestinians killed in ongoing violence. They just forgot to mention that those three Palestinians opened fire and stabbed and killed a policewoman and critically injured another policewoman. So they gave a completely different picture of reality than was correct. So that would definitely be considered to be midvar sheker tirchok. That would be a problem of sheker. It's an iser of sheker. Nonetheless, in the case of Shalom, a person is allowed to be Mishanim Ibnei Darkei Shalom. And nonetheless, another lesson we learn from this Gemara is that you also should take into consideration the Ben Adam Lamakom, the inherent issue of saying something which is not true. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu could have said to Shmuel, someone asks you, just lie. He didn't say that. He said, take an animal, go there, bring it as a karbon, and if someone asks you, just tell them that part of it. So apparently there's still a maila, even if a person is departing from the truth in order to promote peace, there would still be a maila to make sure that what a person actually does say is really true, and not to utter something which is actually literally false. It should be noted that the iser of sheker can be violated even without even saying anything. Whatever person a person could hint, a person could act in such a way that misleads another person, so that would be an issur of sheker. At the same time, in terms of defining what counts as sheker, there's no question that use of language is defined based on how people, in fact, understand the particular phrase. So a person says, there were a million people there. Of course there were not a million people there. It means there were a lot of people there. But everyone understands that. No one thinks that a million people means a million. So what does the word million mean? I think that certainly there's room to say that it's defined. What is language? Language is just the meaning that people ascribe to certain sounds and words. Everybody understands that the word million can mean a million, meaning the number after 999,999, or it just can mean a whole bunch. So then I would think that would not count as sheker. Have a great day. Please stack the chairs.